Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lur Nishma Asayim B'Yakov Shalom Le'Avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Hoyrius Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the odd story of Rav Shimon Gamliel and with the Machlekes with Rav Meir and Rav Nosson. The Rav Shimon Gamliel established that the same amount of kavod should be given to the Nasi, who was him, and to the Avbezi and to the Chacham, which was Rav Nosson and Rav Meir. And Rav Nosson and Rav Meir were not very happy about this, and they said they're going to try to trick Rav Shimon Gamliel by asking a question from Masechta Uktzin, a Masechet he doesn't know. And the Gemara concludes that they were punished by the fact that you don't mention the Halach in their name, you just say Acherim and Yeshurim. And this Gemara is very hard to understand. What's the pshat in this machlokes? What's the pshat in this argument? How do we understand that these very important Tanoim seem to be arguing something which seems to be very personal? So we start with Rav Shimon Gamliel's position. As the Keren Oira says here, Gevaldik, he says, Shimon Gamliel was such a big onuf, as the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us. So what does it mean he's doing in this takana? Says the Keren Oira, really this takana has to do with where we start this daf. The whole daf talks about who is greater than who. We start with the Kohen is greater than the Levi, who's greater than the Yisrael, who's greater than the Mamzer, etc. There's a hierarchy in Am Yisrael. There's different levels of positions of Gedusha that we have in Am Yisrael. And we have within the positions of Am Yisrael, we have the King and the Kohen Godol, and they have the Novi, Mashiach Milchomo, the Zgan, Amorkal, the Gizbar, Rish Mishra, Rish Bizov. There's levels. That's the hierarchy. That is the beauty of Am Yisrael. Everybody knows his position, where he belongs to, and what is his tafkid in the whole ma'arechet, the whole system of Klal Yisrael. If somebody is in his wrong place, that ruins the whole system. It's like Lamashal, like an army, when you have the general, you have the people under him. And if these positions get mixed up, so you mix up the whole army. Am Yisrael is Tzva Hashem, is the one who brings forth Shammai into the world, and there's a certain system and order the way things are. So says the Keren Oira, that was the intention of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel felt that if everybody stands up for the Nasi, the Chacham, and the Abbasi in the same way, so you lose that level, that hierarchy that you have in Am Yisrael. You lose the Seder HaMailus of Klal Yisrael. So you have to have a difference between the different Mailus, because that's how you have this order and system of Klal Yisrael. Similarly, he says the Yavetz, and very short, he says a Nasi is equivalent to a king. And the king says, "Tehei Moser Alecho." You need to have a different level of covenant and honor to the king, to the Nasi. So what did Rav Meir and Rav Nosson disagree? Why they came and tried to trick Rav Shimon Gamliel? So here we have Reuven Margolius and the Nitzoy Teor, who says, "Dover Niflamoit." Immediately after this Gemara, we have the discussion, who's greater, Sinai or Oker Harim? Someone who knows a lot, or someone who's a big mefalfel, who's very smart, very wise. Says Reuven Margolius, Rav Nosson and Rav Meir felt that Sinai Odif, the greatest, the one who knows much. As we see in our Gemara, he brought the pasuk that says, "Mi yimal el gvuris hashpem yashmiya kol teilosoi," and Rav Meir Rav Nosson dashin, only someone who can be mashmiya kol teilosoi yimal gvuris hashem. Only one who knows kol teikulo can be the one dashing. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Reuven Margolius obviously disagree with that. What did he do with the pasuk that says "Mi imal gvuris Hashem ishmir kol tilosoi"? Says he learned it the other way he learned pesukim. He brings the Gemara and Sanhedrin daf ein ches. The Gemara dashan says in the pasuk "V'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam." So Rabbanan say kol nefesh adika kol nefesh. You have to kill the entire person. And Rabbi Yehuda says kol nefesh kol duhu nefesh. It doesn't have to be all. Even something of it is enough. So you see the Rabbanan already argued there, it's with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro. What does kol mean? Does kol mean all or is something? It says the same thing will be over here in Agamar. Rabbanan, which here is represented by Rami Rav Nosson, they say Yeshmiya kol tilosa, kol means all. You have to know kol terakula. Rashim Gamliel is going to go with the sheet of Yehuda ben Maseiro that kol tilosa means not all the Torah, but some of the Torah. Because according to Rashim Gamliel, oike harim adif. Someone who's smart and wise and is able to be a falfel, he's greater. So the same discussion, if Sinai Nekarim is greater, that's a discussion between Shimon Gamliel against Rav Meir and Rav Nosson. So immediately we have at least a clarity in what's the argument over here. Shimon Gamliel wants to create the hierarchy, the system, the Seder in Am Yisrael. And Rav Meir and Nosson feel that if that's the case, so that means the Nosson has to be someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, they come and try to push it away because they feel he doesn't know Kol HaTorah Kula, so he doesn't deserve to be the Nosson. That's the oimik of the argument between the two who study. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.